listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
You're nothing but a runaway. Yeah, I want you to stay.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin coming at you from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different, as the last two of them have. Today I'm recording this, it's Saturday, it's quite a beautiful day here for the summer, first weekend of August, and I was able to get together with a buddy of mine that I haven't been able to in a really long time. I wanted to share a little bit about him. His name is Nick Dinoli. He is a musician friend of mine who happens to also be an incredibly gifted videographer and storyteller and photographer. Just basically anything in the arts that I've seen him do, he does extremely well. And I wanted to kind of like highlight him today. He and I have been friends for several years now. We met when I worked at the Arc Mercer, and he had interviewed me when I was up for nomination for Employee of the Year, which I ended up winning. That was amazing, and not my intention at all when I first started there, but just happened to be a nice byproduct of me doing what I thought I should do, which is to help people the best that way I know how to through music, and kind of going above and beyond in other ways too. So he interviewed me, and he made it feel so comfortable for me to talk about what I was doing. It's as if I didn't even realize the camera was there, and I'm not making that up. He basically just sets as he's setting his equipment up, he's asking you questions about, you know, what's going on today, you know, what are your hobbies. Sort of makes you feel super comfortable, like he's known you for his whole life, even though you've just met. And then he basically just starts rolling the camera and asking the actual questions that were kind of asked of him, to get what the company wanted, or what, you know, whoever is working on the project wants him to kind of get up, accomplish, and convey through the storytelling way that is very much who he is, through the videos and that he does. He is by far along the same lines as me as far as how we think about the world as far as it pertains to like business. We're very business oriented. We think along the same lines as kind of thinking outside of the box and trying, you know, as many different ways to create revenue for ourselves and to make ourselves invaluable resources in our respective fields. And we're super, you know, we've been able to collaborate together on music. We have a group that we don't really get together too often with anymore. It's just difficult because I have a family now, and you know, we're both each running our businesses, but we do get together and meet up, you know, for a tea or for a drink every so often, and sometimes to jam. And we have two EPs that we released under the moniker Age of Wisdom, which were put out a few years ago. The first one is called The Story of Man, and the second one is called Between Here and There. Each of them, well, the first one has about 8 songs on it. The second one has 3. So, yeah, we've definitely been able to collaborate. It's kind of like a rock and roll with a little bit of folk country sort of twang to it as well. Really a lot of fun genre that I haven't particularly written in much of my own, If I was left to my own devices, you know, the music that I write on my own is a lot of pop rock, introspective, a little bit of folk going on in there, singer-songwriter type songs. And I've been getting more into working in other genres, which is a lot of fun because it just helps me grow and expand my repertoire. And, you know, my skills and being able to kind of transition between different genres. It's a lot of fun. So just wanted to share a little bit of that with you, but also wanted to give you a little bit of a heads up of a fun thing that's on the horizon that involves Nick. Nick and I, like I said, we're still very good friends. We meet up from time to time. And our latest kind of venture where we're going to join forces with his videographer company and my music, you know, company and my mission of making a difference, I've really been going into a lot of children's programs lately in libraries and doing fun children's programs. Bringing percussion instruments, letting the kids sing along, play along. It's a lot of fun. We pretty much get to act silly, and I get paid to act silly and positively impact the next generation. It's tremendously fun, and it's actually helped me become a better teacher in order to try to break things down to their simplest form, in order to teach like somewhere between a one-year-old and a five-year-old, let's say, how to play a particular rhythm and break that down into its basic, simplest terms. So Nick came to me with this idea to kind of see if we could do like a children's YouTube series and see if we can partner with a local organization. So we kind of brainstormed some ideas and how certain episodes could go. We'll start off real simple, and it'll be designed to teaching kids about certain instruments, very basic chord structures and maybe scales on those instruments, and learn life skills through music, believe it or not, and use that as a way of being able to positively impact them and hopefully inspire them to want to play and learn maybe a certain set of instruments when they get older. So the idea is to kind of inspire, to educate, and we ended up going in to pitch our idea to a local music store to see if we could use their acoustic guitar room to film, since it'll have a really nice backdrop, and then we can say, you know, Russo's is the name of the company. They have a location in Hamilton and a location in Asbury Park. They're kind of like a step above like a mom and pop store, but they're not like a chain like you would think of like Guitar Center or Sam Ash or something along those lines. So they're great. They're awesome guys. I've bought a lot of musical equipment and accessories and instruments from them over the years, and so is Nick. And they're into the idea. So we are going to be starting to film over the next couple months some small snippets of these children programs to make short YouTube videos to put out there to the world. And hopefully we can start, you know, a little bit of a movement in inspiring the next generation. And, you know, who knows where it may lead. And the idea is to sort of, in a way, we've talked about it being almost like a Mr. Rogers program, but more inclined with just music through life skills, or life skills through music, rather. So really cool. We're really excited about it. If you couldn't tell in my voice, we talked a little bit about it today. So extremely excited about this opportunity to, you know, use our creative brains in a little bit of a different way than we're used to. Nick is definitely an idea man like me, and likes to take an idea and see where you can take it and put it in action. And he's great about following up with people. And like I said, we're very much alike when it comes to how we run things for our business. So it's great to know Nick. I'm humbled and thankful and blessed to know him. I wanted to give him a little shout out on the podcast as well. So if you feel like you have anything that resonates with you and you want somebody to make you feel super comfortable behind the camera to tell a great story as well as capture some great imagery, he has a great way of pinpointing what the best shots are out of a shoot and compiling it into a really nice sort of collection for you to have. And his work speaks for himself, really. So if you were to want to check out Nick Donnolly Productions, it's his last name is spelled D-O-N-N-O-L-I. That is D-O-N-N-O-L-I. Nick Donnolly Productions. If you were to type that into Google, you'd find him. I think it's nickdonnolly.com. I think that might be it. If it's not, it's close to it. And you'll find, I believe he has a Facebook page for it as well. So he's definitely out there. That's it for today, guys. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good.
tides are slowly turned, something needs to change. I have felt it's better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all. All I wanted was to find the perfect love, the one where we both fall. So sweep me off my feet. I feel it in every single step you take to me. Travel, good man, crazy. The smile that you wear is the only thing I believe in lately. Yeah, I still remember the night that we first met. Your Akai sweater, a chance to dance with Juliet. And I don't wanna be the one to tell you how to feel. Tell me I'm the only one and this is real. Love is in the air, I feel that on my feet. Floating with the winds beneath me. If love is everywhere, you are all I see. Taking separate hearts to make one complete. Real dream where I met my Cinderella. Two hearts, one beat. This fairy tale will last forever. It wasn't my plan to fall in love with you, but my hand in your hand fit perfectly just like the man to. And I don't wanna be the one to tell you how to feel. Tell me I'm the only one and this is real. Love is in the air, I feel that on my feet. Floating with the winds beneath me. If love is everywhere, you are all I see. Taking separate hearts to make one complete. Whatever it takes, I'll do it just for you. But don't be afraid, I know that you're not used to sharing deeper thoughts, a rope binding your heart to anyone, but I'm not just anyone, no, no. Love is in the air, I feel light on my feet. Floating with the wind. Love is everywhere. You are all I see. Love is in the air. I feel out of my feet. Floating with the wind as it carries me. Love is everywhere. You are all I see. Taking separate hearts to make one complete. To make one complete. You make me complete. To make one complete. You make me complete.